companions, believers, the stories we hear. The timeless message forever clear. The timeless message forever clear. The timeless message. The timeless message.
الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيد المرسلين أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا حبيب الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله Dear viewers of Madani channel, welcome back to another fantastic episode on the Silsila, the Timeless Message. And mashallah, today on the Timeless Message, we are going to be discussing a very beautiful topic of discussion, and that is regarding who are the truly fortunate ones. Subhanallah, subhanallah. Yes, we are going to be diving into this beautiful topic. And as we journey along, inshallah, you and I, we will come to understand and realize and know who are the truly fortunate. But before that, let us first and foremost mention the excellences of reciting salawat upon Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And in this regard, our beloved master sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has very beautifully mentioned that the one who finds the month of Ramadan yet does not fast is shaqi, meaning he is wretched. And the one who finds his parents, or even one of them, yet fails to treat them well, is also unfortunate. And the one in whose presence my mention is made, but he does not recite salat upon me, is likewise unfortunate. So let us be from amongst those fortunate ones who send salawat upon Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Alhamdulillah, new views of Madani channel. First and foremost, we thank our most merciful creator, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, for the countless blessings that he has bestowed upon you and I, and upon every single state or circumstances that you and I may be in, whether rich or poor, whatever the case may be. We are to say Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen ala kulli hal. We are to praise Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala instead of complaining. We are to show sabr upon a trial, upon a difficulty, instead of showing impatience. We are to show thanks to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And when you have these beautiful qualities in you, when you practice upon them, you would see how it takes you a very, very long way in life, inshallah. So always be grateful in life. Be grateful to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Be grateful to those that are around you. As Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he has said, "Man lam yashkurin nas, lam yashkurillah," that one who cannot show thanks to people cannot show thanks to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So yes, Steves of Madani channel, we are discussing who are the truly fortunate. And for this, I want to mention to you a beautiful ayah, a verse in the Holy Quran, wherein Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions, Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, فَمِنْهُمْ شَقِيُّ وَسَعِيدُ. Among them, some will be wretched and others will be fortunate. Now that is on the day of Qiyamah, all people from Sayyidina Adam alayhi salam until the last soul to live will be divided into two groups. Number one are those who are shaqi, meaning they are wretched, right? Sinners, disobedient ones and deprived ones. The second is sa'id, the fortunate. They are the righteous, they are the obedient, and they are the blessed. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala states the outcome of each group. And what does Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala say? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, فَأَمَّا الَّذِينَ شَقُوا فَفِي النَّارِ لَهُمْ فِيهَا زَفِيرٌ وَشَهِيقٌ. As for those who will be wretched, they shall be in the fire, they will bray and scream in it. Allah. Meaning, those upon whom wretchedness has become dominant and for whom the decree of Jahannam has been written, they will dwell there, they are going to stay in it, crying and screaming like donkeys in that blazing hot fire. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala protect us from such a pitiful and terrifying state. And the use of Madani channel, as for the second group, those who are fortunate, subhanallah, what does Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala say? As it is mentioned in the Holy Quran, Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. وَأَمَّا الَّذِينَ سُعِدُوا فَفِي الْجَنَّةِ خَالِدِينَ فِيهَا مَا دَامَتِ السَّمَاوَاتُ وَالْأَرْضُ إِلَّا مَا شَاءَ رَبُّكَ عَطَاءً غَيْرَ مَجْذُوذٍ. And as for those who will be fortunate, they will be in paradise, residing therein, as long as the heavens and the earth remain, except whatever your Rabb wills. This endowment is never ending. Allahu Akbar. Meaning, those who are blessed with true fortune will stay in Jannah, will stay in paradise forever, eternally. Even those sinful believers who, due to their sins, are first punished in Jahannam for some time, will eventually be admitted into paradise. This is purely the bounty, grace, and endless rahmah, mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, which will never cease. Now these verses, the views of Madinah in general, you know, it teaches you and I, teaches us that true success belongs only to the one who is fortunate on the day of Qiyamah. Whoever is not among the fortunate is wretched and will be among the inhabitants of Jahannam. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala protect us from such deprivation. We have to strive to be counted among the fortunate, but who are these fortunate ones? What are their qualities? What are their signs? And inshallah, that is what we are going to be mentioning in today's episode, inshallah. Now, the first sign of a fortunate person is that he is granted the love of good deeds. Sayyidina Abdullah bin Mas'ud radiallahu ta'ala anhu, he says that one day we were present in the place court of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, a man arrived, dismounted from his horse, and he walked humbly towards Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam. He said, Ya Rasulullah, O Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, I have come from a 9-day journey, but completed it in 6. Staying thirsty by day and awake by night, because I was restless until I could reach your blessed presence. And the purpose of my coming is 2 questions that have kept me sleepless. So Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam asked his name. And he said, Ana Zaydun al-Khayl, that I am Zayd, the horseman. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said, Bal anta Zaydun al-Khayl. Said, no, you are not Zayd al-Khayl. Rather, you are Zayd al-Khayr, meaning the man of goodness. Then the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, ask what you wish. Now that companion asked 2 unique questions. He says, my 2 questions are, number 1, who is the person beloved to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and what is his sign? That was the first question. The second question he asked, who is the person whom Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala dislikes and what is his sign? Now these were the 2 unique questions. Allahu Akbar. And I want you to look at the knowledge of the unseen of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the ilm al-ghaib of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. What a profound answer Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has given. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that, O Zayd, tell me, how did you begin your morning? Zayd radiallahu ta'ala anhu, he says, O Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, when I woke up, I found in my heart a love for good deeds and for the righteous. My heart, it desired to perform good deeds. If I missed any good deed, I felt sorrow, I felt sadness over it. And if I performed any, whether small or big, I was certain that I would be rewarded for it. Meaning, there are 3 key traits in the views of Mother Nature. One is love for goodness and for the righteous people. The second is a deep desire to do good deeds. And the third, feeling sorrow, feeling sad when unable to perform a good deed. Now, when Sayyidina Zayd al-Khayr radiallahu ta'ala anhu gave this reply, the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said, yes, This is exactly the sign of the one whom Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala intends goodness for. And the sign of a person whom Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala dislikes is that if Allah ta'ala had not willed goodness for you, He would have made the opposite actions easy for him. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala would not care in which valley you perish. Subhanallah, subhanallah. From this deeds of Mother Nature, we learn that the fortunate, righteous, and beloved servant of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is one who firstly loves goodness and the people of goodness. Secondly, he does not merely stop at praising the righteous. He himself, the person himself, also desires to become righteous. And the third, for some reason, a person is unable to perform a good deed. He also grieves at being deprived of it. Now, such a person is indeed among the well-chosen, the truly fortunate ones in this world and in the hereafter. And we make this dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. May Allah ta'ala grant us all a love of goodness. May we have, you know, a passion for salah. May we have a passion for fasting. May we have a passion for reciting the Holy Quran, a passion for sending salawat, abundant of recitation of salawat upon Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And you know, if this passion comes our way, our fortune will shine. You know, Sayyidina Imam Hassan al-Basri, rahimahullah, he was a great wali, friend of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, a scholar as well. He was once asked by someone, "Ya Sayyidi, please advise me." And he gave a short advice. He said, "Wherever you are, honor the commands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will grant you honor." Short and sweet, a profound reply. Wherever you are, honor the commands of Allah ta'ala. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will grant you honor. Sayyidina Dawood, rahimahullah, another pious predecessor, he said that a good deed is always the desire of a pious servant. Even if such a person becomes deeply involved in worldly affairs, one day this excellent intention, his inner desire to do good, will make him righteous. Subhanallah, subhanallah. So we can see the views of Madani channel, how important it is for you and I to have a passion to do good, to love good deeds, to love those who are pious, to love those who are righteous. You know, nowadays, our condition is somewhat inverted. Now, our hearts, they are filled with the love of the world. We compare ourselves and others based on monetary wealth, status, name and fame. Now, we observe who possesses more wealth, and who is more famous, who is more renowned. You know, even the objectives we nurture are often of this nature. Desiring wealth, riches, bank balances, luxury cars and mansions. Generally, the grand dreams of people are centered around these things. Instead, I mean, you know, indeed, in our society, a successful person is who? How do we define a successful person in our society? Successful one is one is considered to be the one who is wealthier or more famous, and we, you know, consider him to be successful. Conversely, observe the blessed manner of the ashab, of the companions, alayhim ridwan. They were individuals who possessed such a passion, a keen desire for virtue. And among the companions, alayhim ridwan, there used to be a mutual competition in pious deeds. Yes. Meaning they would compete with one another to see who could perform more good. Allahu Akbar. And this is exactly what we need to do, leaves of Madani channel. You know, we compete in so many worldly things. We compete in so many worldly matters. When else have you thought about this? And the sunnah of the companions, alayhim ridwan, them competing in good deeds. Who can do more good deeds? Allahu Akbar. Imagine if You know, we have this mutual competition in pious deeds. And see, you know, competing with one another to see who could perform more good, more virtues. I mean, we would be gaining proximity, closeness to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We would become beloved to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Something also to, you know, teach and inculcate in our children as well. You know, for them to, if they have siblings, even with parents as well, to compete in doing pious deeds, in doing good deeds. This will be a source of motivation, source of encouragement. Of course, the niyyah, the intention, should be for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, not to show off, not for ostentation, but solely for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It is a motivation, it is an encouragement. So that if we see someone, for example, reading chapter, one part of the Holy Quran, and we reading half part of the Holy Quran, we would be motivated to catch up to him or to do more than him. Not out of jealousy or envy or any ill feelings, no, but purely just to do good for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, using that as a motivation factor, as an encouragement. So this is something very, very beautiful, the use of Madani Sharif, for you and I to inculcate in our lives. You know, there is a very famous narration that one day, those companions, Ali ibn Ridwan, who possessed less worldly wealth, presented themselves in the court of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and said, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, ذَهَبَ أَهَلُ الدُّثُورِ بِالْأُجُورِ. That the wealthy have surpassed us in reward. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he asked that, how? How so? So, they submitted, they said, they offer salah as we do, and they observe fast as we do. However, in addition to this, since they possess wealth, they give charity in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, which, whereas we are unable to perform this virtuous act. And upon this, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he granted them the mindset of abundance in the remembrance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, dhikrullah, and stating that reciting tasbih, saying Allahu Akbar, and saying Alhamdulillah is also charity. So on the reward of charity in this manner, subhanallah, subhanallah. I mean, observe the exemplary love they had for virtuous to do good deeds, that they were so keen, they were so passionate, that they wanted to do more and more good deeds. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us such love as well. You know, engaging excessively in dhikr and salat, by its blessings the heart will be purified. Yes. And the stain of sins will be removed from the heart. And inshallah, the love for virtues will be granted. You know, because we sin so much, the heart becomes black, eventually rusted, such that there is no ruhaniyat much. There isn't much left. And a person doesn't have the desire, doesn't have the passion to perform more and more good deeds because of that rust, because of that blackness in the heart. How do we remove that? It is by making dhikrullah. Saying subhanallah, saying alhamdulillah, saying Allahu Akbar, sending salawat upon Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, remembering Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, reciting the Holy Quran, all of these, it will remove the rust from the heart, it will remove the blackness from the heart. And when that is removed, subhanallah, then you would have a desire, you would have a passion that you would want to perform a good deed, and you would be restless until you get that good deed performed. Subhanallah, subhanallah. So yes, the use of Madani channel, we need to engage in dhikrullah to cleanse our heart. We need to make istighfar and sincere tawbah in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and cleanse our heart. And thereafter you would see how passionate we become to do more and more good deeds for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So that was the first use of Madani Chunnam. Love, first sign is love for righteous deeds, love for the righteous people. They are truly fortunate. We go on to the second sign. And the second sign of a fortunate person is eagerness in good deeds. But love for good deeds is one. Eagerness in good deeds is a different thing altogether. Now this means that a person who is fortunate does not show laziness or negligence in performing good deeds. Rather, he shows diligence. You know, one for whom goodness is intended does not fall into the traps of I will do it soon, or I will do it tomorrow, or I'll do it after a while. Instead, he rushes towards virtue and shows eagerness. Now, if we wish to spend the month of Ramadan with its blessings, then we must not show laziness in good deeds, in pious deeds. We must show diligence. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions in the Holy Quran, Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim, فَاسْتَبِقُ الْخَيْرَاتِ, so excel in acts of piety. At another place, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim, وَسَارِعُوا إِلَى مَغْفِرَةٍ مِّن رَبِّكُمْ وَجَنَّةٍ عَرْضُهَا السَّمَاوَاتُ وَالْأَرْضُ أُعِدَّتْ لِلْمُتَّقِينَ, and hasten towards forgiveness from your Rabb and paradise, which is as vast as the heavens and the earth. It has been prepared for the righteous. Subhanallah, subhanallah. Now in these ayat, in these verses, we are commanded to do what? You and I, we are commanded to run towards righteous deeds, to rush towards paradise, and not to be slow in this regard. So we must perform good deeds and do so with passion, interest. Now, instead of delaying for 10 minutes, we should hurry to perform them immediately. Take heed and think for a moment, how long will we remain in this world? One day the angel of death, Sayyidina Israel alayhi salam, is going to arrive. Our wealth, our property, our relatives, our children, our friends, none will be of any help. No, they will only stand and watch helplessly. Our soul will be taken from our body. Then the corpse washer will be called out, will be called, and we will be shrouded in white coffin. And in no time our janazah salah will be offered and will be lowered into our graves. Then what will happen to us then? Let us repent today, right now, and make a firm intention. We will offer all 5 daily salah in jama'ah. We are going to recite the Holy Quran abundantly. We are going to strive our utmost to avoid sins. We're not going to backbite. We're not going to tell tales. You know, we're not going to cause any harm or distress to anyone. You know, as of now, viewers of Madani Channel, we do have a very beautiful kalam. Let us go forward to rejuvenate our hearts, minds, bodies and soul in the love of the Habib sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And thereafter, we will be back to discuss much further into this beautiful topic of discussion. Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Madina, Madina, Madina. Phir ja rahe hain ahle mahabbat ke qafle, phir yaad aa raha hai Madina huzoor ka, phir Madine, phir Madine, phir Madine ki janib chale qafle,
پھر میری بے قراری کے دن آ گئے، پھر گنبد خضرا کی فضاؤں میں بلا لو، 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 مجھے بلا لو شہ مدینہ، یہ ہجر کا غم ستا رہا ہے، میں در پہ آؤں یہی تو ارمان دل میں طوفان مچا رہا ہے، پھر گنبد خضرا کی فضا میں بلا لو، پھر گنبد خضرا کی فضا میں بلا لو، سرکار بلا کر مجھے قدموں سے لگا لو، سرکار بلا کر مجھے قدموں سے لگا لو، قدموں سے لگا کر مجھے دیوانہ بنا لو، قدموں سے لگا کر مجھے دیوانہ بنا لو، دنیا کی محبت کو میرے دل سے نکالو، دنیا کی محبت کو میرے دل سے نکالو، پھر گنبد خضرا کی فضاؤں میں بلا لو، سرکار بلا کر مجھے قدموں سے لگا لو، یا شاہ مدینہ میری امداد کو آؤ، یا شاہ مدینہ میری امداد کو آؤ، آفات و بلیات کے پنجوں سے نکالو، آفات و بلیات کے پنجوں سے نکالو، پھر گنبد خضرا کی فضاؤں میں بلا لو، سرکار بلا کر مجھے قدموں سے لگا لو، مدفن ہو عطا میٹھے مدینے کی گلی میں، یا نبی التجا ہے یہ میری، موت مجھ کو مدینے میں آئے، جان قدموں میں نکلے نبی کے اور وہیں مجھ کو دفنایا جائے، مدفع گلی میں للہ پڑوسی مجھے جنت میں بنا لو للہ پڑوسی مجھے جنت میں بنا لو للہ پڑوسی مجھے جنت میں بنا لو پھر گنبد خضرا کی فضاؤں میں بلا لو سرکار بلا کر مجھے قدموں سے لگا لو فرقت میں تڑپتے ہیں جو مسکین بیچارے فرقت میں تڑپتے ہیں جو مسکین بیچارے اسباب عطا کر کے انہیں در پہ بلا لو اسباب عطا کر کے انہیں در پہ بلا لو پھر گنبد خضرا کی فضاؤں میں بلا لو سرکار بلا کر مجھے قدموں سے لگا لو محبوب خدا سر پہ اجل آ کے کھڑی گئے محبوب خدا سر پہ اجل آ کے کھڑی گئے شیطان سے عطار کا ایمان بچا لو شیطان سے عطار کا ایمان بچا لو پھر گنبد خضرا کی فضاؤں میں بلا لو سرکار بلا کر مجھے قدموں سے لگا لو سرکار بلا کر مجھے قدموں سے لگا لو
ہے سہنا دشوار یہ جدائی میری ہو درد شہا رسائی نہیں بھروسہ زندگی کا یہ دل میرا ڈوبا جا رہا
سرکار بلا کر مجھے قدموں سے لگا لو
صلو علی الحبیب صلی اللہ علی محمد صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم سبحان اللہ سبحان اللہ a beautiful heart touching kalam may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala take us time and time again to the blessed cities of Makkah al-Mukarramah and Madinah al-Munawwara and increase our love for the beloved Habib صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم آمین یا رب العالمین الحمدللہ coming back to our topic of discussion in which we are discussing who are the truly fortunate. And thus far, we have mentioned two who are the truly fortunate ones, mashallah. You know, love for good deeds, eagerness in good deeds. And subhanallah, now, dear of Madinah Nation, we come to the third sign of a fortunate person and blessed person is that he values his time, meaning a truly blessed servant never wastes his moments in useless or sinful activities. Instead, He treasures, he values every moment and strives to make each coming moment better than the last. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has said that complete and perfect success lies in living a long life spent in obedience to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That means that if a person is granted a long life, yet he never wastes even a moment and spends his entire life in the obedience of Allah ta'ala, he is truly fortunate. For such a person continues to earn abundant good deeds. So we too must learn to value our time. We have no guarantee. You know, Sayyidina Uthman Baqil Lawi rahimahullah, he used to engage in abundant remembrance of Allah Ta'ala. And he once said that the time of iftar feels extremely heavy upon me. It seems as though my soul, my ruh is about to leave my body. Why did he feel this way? And he himself, he explains that since iftar must be done, I have to eat something. And during those moments, I am deprived of the remembrance of Allah. Subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allahu Akbar. I mean, just imagine how much these pious people valued their time. You know, it was not a moment wasted on insignificances, sinful deeds, playing useless activities, roaming the streets and markets, you know, wasting time on social media and etc. etc. Rather, they valued their time. You know, they were so distressed at being deprived of dhikrullah. On the other hand, we are in a miserable state. Our hours are upon hours are spent way on useless activities, even in sinful activities, and we do not even worry about it. We do not even realize how much of our precious capital we are wasting. You know, every moment of our lives is like a precious, it's like a priceless gem. So value it dearly. Now, Allama Ibn al-Jawzi rahimahullah once advised his son, and he said that, "Oh my son, remember, your days are a collection of hours, and your hours are a collection of breaths. So every breath you take is a precious treasure." He says, "My son, do not let your breaths pass in vain. For if they do, then on the day of Qiyamah, your treasure chest will be empty and you will stand ashamed." Allahu Akbar. So, a beautiful saying that time is the most delicate and valuable thing, which you have been commanded to protect. Yet I see that this very thing is what gets wasted by you most easily. So, reviews of Madinah Channel, this was the third sign of a fortunate person, that they value their time. And we come across so many people nowadays wherein they don't show much value to their time. Right? They use their time in so many useless activities, you know, things that don't give them benefit, they use their time there. Whereas Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has said that the best from amongst you are those who are beneficial to others, those who benefit others. So use your time benefiting others, helping others. Use your time, you know, serving your parents. Use your time reciting the Holy Quran. Use your time contemplating and pondering over the creation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And that is also dhikrullah. That is also remembering Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Ponder over nature, contemplate over creation. Yes, these are all different forms of dhikrullah. Send salawat upon Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in abundance. So in conclusion, Divas of Madani Channel, the summary of this entire topic, we see that on the day of Qiyamah, people will be of only two kinds, in which the Quran says, فَمِنْهُمْ شَقِيُّ وَسَعِيدُ. Among them Some will be rich and others will be fortunate. We have mentioned that at least one group will be of those that are wretched, shaqi, and the other of those that are blessed, sa'id. The miserable will enter hell, will enter jahannam, and the fortunate ones will be granted jannah. So we, dears of Madani children, we must strive to become among the fortunate. A fortunate person has several qualities: love for good deeds, being active and enthusiastic in performing good deeds without being lazy, valuing time and avoiding wasting it in useful and in useless and sinful acts, having humility and a soft heart, loving the friends of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, having positive expectations of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, seeking the well-being of Muslims, abstaining from sins and remaining content with the divine will of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So we should endeavor to spend in an excellent manner by keeping these matters in view, inshallah. You know, great blessing, great barakah will be attained. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us all the ability to act upon this, to act upon what we have heard today, inshallah. Until then, keep watching Madani channel and continue sending salawat upon the Messenger of Allah, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Sallu ala al-habib. Sallallahu ala Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
Companions, believers, the stories we hear, the timeless message forever clear. The timeless message forever clear. The timeless message. The timeless message.